Okay, time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us today is the original DJ from the DJ Sessions, Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
It's going well, and welcome back. And let's get right to some of the music that you brought us. This is the Philadelphia rock band Sheer Mag. This is called Can't Stop Fighting. Kind of a punk sound there. What do you like about it?
They've got sort of a glam rock feel, which it's obviously something that's been done before, but it hasn't been done a lot recently. And they've got a whole DIY aesthetic about everything they do to date. They've had three releases so far, all been 7 inches. And I'm sure that they've had opportunities to jump to bigger labels, but they've sort of resisted and just stuck to doing everything on their own through their Bandcamp page.
And I must admit, this is not a band that I've heard of, but they are out there. They're playing a lot of festivals.
They are. I mean, we have two major festivals here in Southern California, which is Coachella. And in a little bit later on in the summer, we have FYF Fest. And Sheer Mag is one of the only bands, along with, I believe, LCD Sound System, that are performing at both bills on both fests.
Interesting. Well, let's get to the next one. This is the French double bass player Henri Texier. Here is Les Là-Bas, the Bonobo remix. Obviously a double bass there, but what else are we hearing there?
This is a track that was originally recorded in 1977. It's just like a really nice folk jazz track. And Bonobo sort of flipped it on its head and turned it into a dance track. He's just added a little bit more punch to the percussion. And it's a song that, you know, I'm sure there's a handful of record diggers out there who are familiar with the song, but I was not. And that's why this is sort of my favorite kind of remix, because to all but a handful of people, the track was probably set upon history's dustbin. And I feel like Bonobo is sort of giving it a new
polish.
Found
it and gave it new life.
Yeah, and he beefed it up with some extra percussion and restructured the track to work on a modern dance floor. And he's kind of, you know, doing the work of exposing Texier to a new audience. And I love the vocals on it. He's not really saying anything specifically, but it's just very soothing. It just adds an extra layer to the track.
All right, well, let's get to another one with some very interesting instrumentation. This is by Rostam. It's called Wood.
Sunlight on your eyes, you sleep. Listen to the grass and horses as they pass. sleep is satisfied. I built with burning ties. Sunlight on your eyelids.
Beautiful vocals there. You can also hear the tabla, which is an Indian drum in there.
And he's also got some sitar in there. I mean, Rostam is of Indian descent, so I suppose he's sort of paying tribute to his heritage in that respect. And that track, Wood, just has a timeless feel to it. You could tell me it's some unearthed gem from the 40s, and I wouldn't necessarily know. But at its core, I really feel like Wood is just an epic pop song. I mean, Rostam has a background in pop music. He was the former songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist for Vampire Weekend. And at the beginning of the year, he left the group, and Wood is sort of the second single he's released as a solo artist. This track has actually been around for about 4.5 years. And I remember because it came out right around the time I started here at KCRW, and it's just sort of been consistently on my playlist. But just recently, it's become, you know, available outside of SoundCloud. You can find it on Spotify and purchase it.
That's got to be pretty unusual for you, with all of the music that you go through and all the music that you put on your show, to have something stay on your playlist for many years.
But there's certain staples. I mean, good music is always good music. I mean, I'm never going to, like, Velvet Underground will pop up every other month, no matter what. Just like there's going to be some kind of Beck presence. So Wood is another one of those songs that's in that rotation.
All right, well, let's get to one more. This is called Slippy Fingers, and it's by Aquazul. So Travis, what should we know about Aquazul, and what about this song?
So Aquazul is actually one of 15 bands invented by a group called Soulwax for this new soundtrack for a movie called Belgica. Soulwax are sort of playing Peter Sellers' role here, putting on different hats and performing as completely different acts, all under, you know, it's all Soulwax, but it's performing under the guise of different acts.
So it's a fake band.
It's a fake band, yes. And, you know, it's an awesome concept for a soundtrack to a movie about a nightclub with a bunch of bands involved. Soulwax get to try their hand at doing, you know, everything from disco, which we heard with this track, to singer-songwriter stuff, to punk stuff, to Turkish synth pop. It's all there in the Belgica soundtrack, and it's all, you know, Soulwax. And they're a Belgian brother duo who also perform sometimes as DJs, as Too Many DJs. Too Many DJs had a profound impact on me because they sort of threw the kitchen sink at DJ mixes and were mixing everything from Iggy Pop to 90s hip hop, just putting it all into one mix. And at the time, it was really revolutionary. So they've sort of through time proven themselves to be very versatile and to be masters of the collage of sound.
And what do you like about this one?
This particular track just has a nice feel to it. I mean, you know, if this was a new group, I would be excited about Aquazul. It's just got like a nice, breezy feel to it.
That's Travis Holcomb, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Travis, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.